Another black cat that roams the streets of, used to roam the streets of Somerville right near Tufts campus, but it seems, so update, this is why we haven't seen Napoleon recently. He actually has moved to Cambridge, it seems. His blog is napoleonsightings.tumblr.com, N-A-P-O-L-E-O-N. sightings.tumblr.com. I guess everyone knows how to spell Napoleon too, if you can spell the real Napoleon's name.
Thoughts on Napoleon ice cream?
Neapolitan?
No good.
Yes, it's Neapolitan. Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like it because I'm very indecisive.
Neapolitan.
But I never really want the strawberry.
I feel like I knew that at one point, but definitely read it always as Napoleon.
I think I haven't had high quality Neapolitan ice cream is the problem. I think I've only ever had Neapolitan ice cream in scenarios when the ice cream just wasn't that good. And I feel like I would like it more if I had had like small ice cream shop Neapolitan ice cream, you know?
I feel like I just never really want the strawberry, but I like to not have to choose between chocolate and vanilla.
That is good.
But then I should just get one of those little Hoodsy cups instead. Do you remember those?
Yeah. Hoodsy cups were great. That was the most exciting part of any childhood
Anna
birthday party
skeptical.
When the
what is a
Hoodsy
cup?
Cups came out.
They were like little cups of half vanilla, half chocolate ice cream. Okay.
I'm shocked that you have never had one, Anna. They were ubiquitous in my childhood.
Well, if anyone wants to change my life and send a Hoodsy cup to the studio right now.
We won't eat it in here, though.
No, we'd eat it outside, obviously. No food or drink in the studio. Keep our equipment nice.
But you can still bring us ice cream.
We'll eat it outside. Anyway, more spring break and traveling vibes.
Yes. More of them?
Musically. I'm just trying to think of other things that we could, you know.
Oh, I have more music to play. I have another great one related again to New Orleans.
Oh, please, take it away.
So,
over here.
I will. That's,
oh, yeah. Technology,
oh, we should
man.
Bring the soundboards back.
No, make it with your
much.
Mouth.
You loved
much.
It.
Here we go.
Tina, hula, mala, wala, dala, drama, tina.
was that?
That was Professor Longhair with the song Tipitina. Professor Longhair is, I believe, one of the first people to kind of start creating this style of music that is pretty signature to New Orleans these days. A lot of stuff there is named after him, and there actually is a establishment called Tipitina's, which we did not make it to, but we heard good things about.
Yes, we were going to go one night, but they didn't have music that night. Mm-hmm.
And what about Nashville?
Nashville was great. We stayed, or we hung out at Vanderbilt a little bit.
Ooh, nice.
And we kind of went downtown with some people from Vanderbilt, and we went to their main drag, which is called Broadway. Mm. And it was cool. There was just like bar after bar after bar that had music, had live music as well. Fun. Which was cool. So that night I went home on the earlier side because we were pretty tired. But it still was really cool. I think both cities, both New Orleans and Nashville, were very cool in the sense that you could just like walk around and expect to see a lot of amazing live music, like, yeah. And you just like go to one place and then you can just walk down the street and go to a different place if you're not feeling it or you want to see something slightly different. Yeah.
I will say I saw more like smooth jazz muzak than I was expecting to in New Orleans.
Muzak.
Yeah. Just this guy up on the mic, like all very talented like brass musicians, but you have to pander to the crowd. You got to make money from, you know, people, and he goes, "This is one of my favorite songs." And then he sang like a Walk the Moon cover or something. I don't remember what band really? It was, but I just, you know. Flora, what did you see walking around Miami and Boca?
Miami was quite the scene. It was Miami Music Week, the tail end.
Ooh.
But that means like DJs.
Okay.
And a lot of electronic music. And it was Ultra the same weekend too.
Yeah, I know someone who went to Ultra.
I heard a lot of like club music during the day playing from hotels and like outdoor parties while I was just trying to live my life. There was a lot of crazy outfits. Like a lot of I think there was a mix of like cut up things and like sequins and like wearing bras as tops kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then mixed with the like very done up plastic surgery, like perfect hair, perfect makeup.
Wow.
And fit in the daytime as well as at the clubs. Like it just a lot is based on looks, I gathered.
Huh. Yeah. Very image.
Interesting.
We all got catcalled really more than our entire lives.
Wow.
For sure.
Really?
Wow.
But we weren't really participating in Miami Music Week, which was weird because, I mean, it was also like Music Week, really. It's mostly a lot of like club music, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ate a lot of tacos and Cuban food, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
ask.
That's what my favorite parts of Miami were, going to Little Havana and going to Wynwood, which is this cool, like, well, becoming gentrified neighborhood, but with a lot of cool murals.
Cool. What kind of food did you have? Tell me about a meal.
Well, one big Cuban meal we had, Morgan and I split this plate that was just like a sampler of all different things.
Mm.
Which I can't. There was both like sweet and plantains and tostones.
Wow.
And different kinds of meats.
Love tostones.
There was an empanada. That was really good.
I was laughed at for really craving an empanada on our trip.
I love, they're so good. We bought one for the road too.
Nice.
So that meal was really delicious because it was just a lot of authentic, you rice and beans with like stewy meat kind of thing.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
But we also ate a lot of tacos.
Oh, that sounds great.
The funniest thing that happened was we were at a taco place We left. Morgan ordered, but we didn't hear what she ordered. And then we're waiting for her food, and they call her up, and like they give her the one taco I knew she was getting, and then they say her name again, and she just starts giggling and brings over this taco full of crickets. It was a cricket taco, and we ate it.
Was it good?
Both of us. Maya did not have any. It was honestly a lot of guacamole, and then like fried crickets of some kind. I like took one bite and tried to shake off as many crickets as I could, so it tasted like guacamole with some crunchiness in it.
Cool.
But as Morgan said, which is true, we might all have to be eating bugs for protein in the future.
It's true.
It's a good point.
When our food system collapses due to climate change.
Yeah.
So might as well practice
bugs
now.
Are the future.
Does that count as our PSA for the hour?
Probably.
Yeah, definitely. Brought to you by WMFO in Medford. A public message. All right, more music?
Yeah, more music.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Who was that, Charlotte?
That was the band Hinds. They are a really cool band, I think, that I've been listening to lately. They're four ladies who are based in Madrid, Spain. Yeah, and I just like their music. I feel like they have that kind of like garage pop thing going on, which I always like.
Four ladies in a garage. Could that be a band name?
Four ladies in a garage.
Well, there's
three
of us.
Ladies we in just a garage.
Need one more. Oh, or we can change the number to three.
Mushroom can be our fourth lady.
Yes.
Ooh, that would be a good gimmick. People love cats.
Yeah. Like, isn't there that whole Portlandia? There's like a whole Portlandia thing that's like cat whisker patrol. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
No, not a clue.
Flopping hard here.
Yeah, that's right.
There's just like a really funny bit where they have a cat in their band. So that becomes like their thing. But then the cat escapes, and then people are not interested in them anymore. Is I believe the story arc.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Quite good. What to listen to? Hard to say.
Oh, there's more on this playlist.
There's so many choices. Yeah.
Courtesy of Flora.
Yeah, play a song.
I was kind of going all over the place.
We can play.
But, whatever you feel like playing, I'm in support of.
Okay, there we go. Struggling hard over here. Yeah, I'll play another song. Maybe since we're feeling a little quieter tonight, it sounds like we'll play a couple songs in a row for our listeners.
Sounds good.
Cool. Here we go.
Those were a couple songs about seeing different America. Places.
The first in honor of Anna and Charlotte's big trip was Nashville Skyline Rag by Bob Dylan, which Anna tells me is the first time that's been played on the radio.
Well, the WMFO radio.
Yes, of course. And the second song was America by Simon and Garfunkel.
A classic.
Because we have to play some Paul Simon.
On the radio every week, much every. To Charlotte's chagrin.
But, you know, that one really reminds me of traveling.
Me as well. We were on the Jersey Turnpike on our journey. Wow.
The best part of our
trip. Did you stop at Wawa's?
We did not go to a Wawa. No one believed the hype. No, we had a lovely dinner cooked but a convenience by my store. Parents. It was very good.
I have, in light of road trips, I have a few facts about texting and driving.
Oh, please share.
This is a stop the texts
Stop the Wrecks public service announcement. So, fact number one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's a handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. Fact number four, this has been a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. It's funny that they labeled that as the fourth fact.
I think it was clever. It made me chuckle.
So yeah, don't text and drive.
Yeah, don't text and drive.
The nice thing about doing a road trip with a little group is that you always have a co-pilot to text for you.
Yeah, your secretary.
Yeah. The secretary / DJ /
sage,
navigator. Muse. Sage, muse, navigator. Navigator, definitely.
Sage and muse,
maybe
not so definitely.
Maybe sometimes snack feeder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Water pourer.
Maybe it's really, wrong verb. It's really hard to drive alone.
It really is.
When I try to drink water, I almost hit, like, unscrew my water bottle. I feel like I almost run off the side of the road every time.
Or just taking off a sweatshirt. I guess that doesn't really get much easier, even with a co-pilot.
It's true. It could help you a little. Yeah. Wiggle it off you.
Yeah.
Hold the wheel, right? Kidding.
I feel like that's a myth, that holding the wheel does anything.
Anything at all.
Your Nashville song, Flora, reminded me of a Nashville song that I like. And we listened to a lot of this artist on the way down. And if our friend Luke is still listening, this is a guy he likes very much. So I'm going to play a song. Do-do-do-do. And I know I made jokes about Jimmy Buffett earlier in this show, but now I'm going to play a Jimmy Buffett cover. So jokes on me, I guess.
Yeah.
right. That was West Nashville Grand Ballroom Gown, a Jimmy Buffett cover performed by Todd Snyder. And I think I've definitely played that on the show before, but, you know.
Seems to happen a lot these days.
Many, many years of show will result in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flora, how's your application going?
I'm honestly not sure I'll finish it.
All right. Well, we'll let you keep typing away. Maybe we'll play some more music.
Yeah. Oh, I have some music I will play.
Oh, all right.
Which is probably good because we're on a radio show right now, and that's what people are, you know, expecting.
And as much as everyone loves our,
I feel like everyone likes it best when we talk. Yeah,
our disjointed, low energy talking that can't even be considered banter.
I know this is not our most snappy show, but it's all right. We're all doing that. We're all doing work.
A lot of shows.
We're all very busy this show. Flora has an application. I have a midterm. Charlotte's napping.
Yeah, I'm pretty sleepy. Not many hours of sleep last night.
No.
I did the last bit of driving last night, and we got back into Tufts at 2:30 a.m.
Yes, it was quite wild.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to play the song that I was not originally intending to play, but just was scrolling and got excited about just now. Here we go.
Stay, tell me to stay. Tell me to stay. Tell me to stay. My engine is running. I'm shaking in my shoes. I'm wondering what I. Saying I'm strong, that this is what I want. Could you
So that was Caroline Smith, Half About Being a Woman, off of the album by the same title. Yeah, a lot of good slow jams on there.
Yeah, I liked it. Big fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, let's close out the show with a few more songs, and then we'll say goodnight.
Yeah, take it away. Mm-hmm.
Some humming in the meantime.
What's that, Flora?
I said it's not too late to call in with a request at 617-627-3800.
Keeping it very freeform tonight.
Which is perfect for you, our listeners.
All right.
Here we are. Thought you'd have to rescue me. But thankfully, didn't get the best of me. It's not worth the buzz. It's not worth my time. I could lose it, but I'd be out. Thank you.
stop. No responsibility, no guilt, a moral cloud of judgment. Smile on her face, she does what she damn well please. Right, and she don't care what kind of things people used to do. And she don't care that what she does has an effect on you. She's got freedom in the 21st century.
Give him a smile and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? game. The Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang. A man said, folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name Red, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow.
So we just played a few in a row there, starting with Almost Makes Me Wish for Rain by Lucius, Freedom at 21, Jack White, Blue Mountains by Diamond Rugs, and that was Traveling Soldier by the Dixie Chicks.
As I was telling Anna and Shark off the air, I've been learning about Vietnam, the Vietnam War, in one of my classes, and specifically about American soldiers, both obviously the vast number that were killed and returning home, and I've had that song stuck in my head a lot because of it, so I'm happy it was played.
Yes.
Also the Dixie Chicks. gotta fit them in sometime. Them.
Yeah, they're great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's 11:55 p.m. You were just listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been the Ozone Hour. We're going to play one more song for you, and then we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Hope everybody's Monday was a little less tiring than ours. Good night.
Good night.
Think of all the ways this place is changed. A while ago, I was going to do the Johnny Cash show. And, I wrote a song specially for it when I was going to be doing it. But then after I wrote the song, they canceled me. But later on, they hired me again. And I'm going to be on the show, and we're going to tape it on the 4th, I think, or the 10th or something. Of February. And there's going to be James Taylor and Linda Ronstadt. And anyway, I'm not going to do this song on that show. It's real old now.